Proclamation number 7907, dated the June 2nd, 1961. Becoming God's children. Childship to God. At no time ever will I withdraw my love from you, even if you voluntarily stay away from me. One day you will return to me again, because my love will not abandon you. And I will always also give you the evidence of my love. I will take care of and provide for you when you live on earth as human beings, because I want to gain your love, which will unite you with me again as in the beginning. Thus you should never doubt my love. But your love determines the degree of your proximity to me. It solely depends on your love whether and when the unification with me will take place. And you demonstrate your love to me by the degree of your neighborly love, which you should constantly increase if you want to become perfect. And that, in turn, necessitates that you completely relinquish your selfish love, that you strive to become engrossed in love for your neighbor, that you unselfishly help your neighbor. Then you will come ever closer to me, for with every deed of love you draw me to yourselves. You ascend with every deed of love and establish the bond with the eternal love. Then I can be in you myself. My love will be able to permeate you as in the beginning. You will have become and will remain my children for all eternity. And your purpose of earthly life is that you, who once came forth from me as living creations, shape yourselves into children. Since you took the path through the abyss and became completely devoid of love as a result of your past apostasy from me, it is a difficult task to shape yourselves of your own free will into love again. It requires a strong will which is to be put into action. The strength to do so repeatedly has to be acquired through love or requested from me through heartfelt prayer. Hence it is not enough just to make declarations of love to me, but it also requires deeds of love in order to receive this strength, but then it also results in a steady move towards me. As soon as a person voluntarily opens his heart in order to allow himself to be illuminated by the strength of my love, his heart will be ever more willing to love, and one day he will achieve his objective. He will attain the childship to God as soon as his life is an uninterrupted activity of love in utter unselfishness. But only few will achieve this degree of love on earth, because a person's own self still comes first, because it requires great effort for the human being to give up all wishes and longings for the sake of the next person. Since the soul has to purify itself completely during its earthly life, and this requires a high degree of love and frequently a considerable measure of suffering too, so that the soul is entirely purged when it departs from this earth. Then they will have matured into true children of God and have already found unification with me on earth. They will have shaped themselves of their own free will into children, which I could not create for myself. But anyone who seriously strives for this, who time and again in profound humility pleads for my blessing, who already feels like my child, will not slow down in his endeavor and reach his goal. But he has to be filled by love for me, not by the desire for utmost beatitude, and his love for me will then also constantly heighten the degree of neighborly love. However, he only demonstrates his love for me through his neighborly love. I want to teach you all to become my children, and all of you should also feel as if you were my children, otherwise you won't establish the right kind of relationship with your Father of Eternity, from whose love you emerged. You just should not forget that you are on earth in order to become my children, and that you therefore constantly have to make an effort. But once you are my children, then I can and will take you from earth, because then you will have achieved the goal for which I created everything, utmost perfection and free will. I repeatedly have to bring this difference home to you in order to motivate you into utmost striving. For as long as you walk across this earth, my adversary also has an influence on you. And as long as my adversary can still influence you, he will also know how to stop you from becoming completely engrossed in neighborly love. Because as long as unspiritual substances are still in you, your body still has earthly longings. Your selfish love has not yet been entirely conquered, and the human being still has to fight against these. But completely rising above them also ensures him a high degree of love, and then the unity with me can take place. Then the father will draw his child to him and will never ever leave it again. Amen.